When the mining bill backed by Republican leadership failed in the Senate last week, some of those who voted against it said they were still open to a compromise. They took issue with many of the bill's changes to environmental protections and said those needed to be changed or taken out for something to pass. But in a conference call today with reporters, Governor Scott Walker said he spoke with the president of the mining company Gigebic Taconite, which is asking for the changes. He says GTAC told him it felt it had already compromised enough and did not want to bend any more.
The bottom line is, would they come to Wisconsin if we passed the bill? I believe the answer is yes. But it essentially would either have to be exactly that bill or something that made modest technical changes to that.
Walker says there's no point in trying to hammer out a compromise if it won't get GTAC support. When told about the governor's comments, popular Democratic Senator Bob Jauch questioned who was calling the shots.
I thought the governor of the state of Wisconsin had the veto pen, not the owner of the Gigebic Taconite Company. I think it's important for us to remember that we're writing a bill that should be fair to the company, responsive to the citizens of the state, but most of all serve a public purpose.
A Senate committee has scheduled a public discussion of mining for Monday, but it has not scheduled a vote on the plan, and the regular legislative session ends this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.